Okay, we go weiter on the bottom of Kuf Nun Chet. Kuf Nun Chet. Talking about putting ourselves in positions to succeed. Making sure we have the right rebbeim, the right positive influences in our lives that can motivate us, inspire, and influence us to go in the right proper path. So, so crucial. Make sure we're hanging around the right crew. That if we're going off, veering a little bit, they'll tell you, no. Come on, man. You're better than that. This is not you. You could do much better out of love in a gentle way. But being around a crew that cares and loves and offers the appropriate support is crucial. If you have friends that just let you slip, that's not real friendship. A friend that just stands idly by as you sink deeper and deeper and says, oh, it's all good, it's his life. No! It's not friendship. They got to help you. Let's finish the section. This foundation is also so crucial in the positive realm as well. To be able to learn and to fulfill the words of Torah. A person's obligated to place himself in a situation that obligates him to grow in Torah mitzvos. It demands it of him. It pushes him. It prods him forwards. Lamashal, for example, Yikavala atzmola techir kol yom. A person should accept upon himself to give a shir every day, a daily shir, Philly. Next year you're going to be giving the daf. Shaz muftach etzlo kol yom halimud shalachanas hashir vashir atzmo. Then every day he's guaranteed he's going to have to put in the time to prepare for the shir and the shir itself. Put ourselves in positions where we need to learn, where we need to grow. So Philly, you're going to give that shir, that chabur next year. Or accept upon yourself to learn with a certain person or to go to a certain shir. Put ourselves, lock ourselves in. Chavrusa's night seder. Go to a shir, lock in, be part of a chevra. And this forces us, enables us to really grow tremendously. If we just leave ourselves to our own devices, what happens? Nothing happens. Oh, we make excuses, we get lazy, we forget, we're uninspired. But if we're locked into a chavrusa, to a shir, it enables us to continue growing. V'nimsa sha'idei bechir echas. We can find that with one choice, bachar latzmo, he chooses for himself, v'yivtiach latzmo harbei sha'o shaltam Torah. One decision could guarantee himself hours and hours of Torah. He decides, I'm going to go to a shir, I'm going to have a chavrusa, I'm going to give a shir. That one decision propels him to countless hours of Talmud Torah. Od mashal, another example. Ra'iti b'sefer erech apayim shenotein eitz l'misha rotze l'chvosh midas kaso. He gives a certain advice for somebody that wants to conquer the mid of anger. Very interesting. What should he do? La'agid l'bnei veito v'lachem shehu ovi l'taken midazu. He should tell people, I'm working on anger. Tell his parents, his friends, his crew, his colleagues, I'm working on this anger. Sha'ad yitbayish milchos b'fneim. That way he's going to be embarrassed the next time he loses it. Because they'll be like, whoa, what'd you just say? If you tell people, I'm working on the midah of anger, that will obligate you to follow suit. And people then are going to expect it of you. And you're going to expect it of yourself. Put yourself in position to succeed. As it says in Mishlei, Im tivakshenu b'kakesef uvichamatmonim tach besenu. If you seek it as you do silver, if you look for it as you do with silver, search for it as for treasures, az tavin yiras Hashem v'data elokim timsa, then you will understand the fear of Hashem and attain yediyas Hashem, knowledge of Hashem. If we seek out this relationship with Hashem, really try to understand things and to grow like we would precious stones and silver or a great deal, we will learn about Hashem. We will gain understanding. It takes effort, it takes time, determination and calculation. Adam sarich lasot b'chokhma litgaber al yitzro. Person needs to act very wisely while strengthening himself over his yitzahara. Lasot kol tachbula sheyuchal kedei lavtiach hatzlachto. To do every single plan, every single method to ensure his success. So it's a battle out there. There's no doubt about it. It's the ikvah de Mashiach. It's a battle. Like in any battle, you would plan accordingly. We have to plan our lives and our daily actions accordingly as well. Yashar koach.